Okay, there are many mitzvos that the Torah is mechadesh in the Parsha of the Melech. For the next few minutes, we'll focus on one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. There is a special mitzvah for the Melech to write the Mishnei HaTorah. We'll focus on two things. One is defining Mishnei HaTorah, what that means. Many of the Mefarshim here and Chazal. But first, we're going to focus on the beginning of the Pasuk. So let's just read the two Pesukim or three Pesukim that are relevant for the mitzvah of Ksivas Mishnei HaTorah for the Melech. So the Pasuk says in Shoftim Yudzayin Yudches, V'hayo chishivto al kisei mamlachto. And it will be when the king sits on his throne. V'chasav loas Mishnei HaTorah hazos al sefer milifnei hakonim halevim. And he'll write this Mishnei HaTorah al sefer in front of the Kohanim and Levim. We're not going to focus on that, but many of the Mefarshim are bothered by what exactly this means, milifnei hakonim halevim. V'haysa imo v'karabo kol yimei chayov, l'man yilmad liras Hashem elokav, l'shmor es kol divrei HaTorah hazos, v'es hachukim ha'ela la'asosam. It's supposed to facilitate extra Yerushamayim and observance of the dinim for the king. This mitzvah of writing the Mishnei HaTorah. So the first diuk in the pasuk that stands out is the Torah says v'haya chishivto al kisei mamlachto, and it will be when the king sits on his throne. Then v'chasav lo es Mishnei HaTorah hazos. What's the relevance of the king sitting on his throne and the mitzvah of writing the Mishnei HaTorah? So Rashi seems to address this question. Rashi writes in on Pasuk Yudches right here, V'haya chishivto. Rashi writes, Im asa kein kedai hu shetiskai malchuso. If the king observes all of the mitzvahs that pertain to him, it's kedai that his malchus should last. Rashi seems to understand V'haya chishivto kisei mamlachto is also going on the previous Pasuk, that if the king observes all the mitzvahs, all the extra prohibitions of him not having too many wives or too much money or too many horses, then his malchus will last, unlike the malchus of Shlomo HaMelech. The malchus of the king, if he doesn't observe these mitzvahs, it will last. It's not necessarily going on the actual pasuk and the hemshecha of the pasuk of the chasav loas Mishnei HaTorah hazos. Rashi seems to learn v'haya kishto is a haftacha. It's a guarantee. It's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if the king observes all of his special mitzvos, his malchus will last. That's how Rashi seems to learn the pasuk. However, if you look at the other mefarshim over here, take a look at the if anyone has a chumash open, the Ibn Ezra writes v'haya chishivto b'tchilas malchuso. At the beginning of his malchus, he has this mitzvah of writing the Mishnei HaTorah. So it's unclear what that means. Meaning, is that just the din of Zriza Makdim LeMitzvos? Obviously, the mitzvah only applies once he is a king. So the Torah is telling you, you should know that the king, once he becomes the king, he should, betchilas malchuso, as soon as he can, write this Mishnei HaTorah. Is it just the regular din of Zrizin Magdim LeMitzvos? Or is there like a special din that the king should write the Sefer Torah? Not the generic din, the general din of Zrizin Magdim LeMitzvos. It sounds like there's a kpeda, a hider in the actual mitzvah of Mishnei HaTorah, that the king should write it B'tchilas Malchuso, not delay its ksiva. That's what it sounds like from Ibn Ezra. Those are the mefarshim that I saw on the page. If you look at the Rambam, it's fascinating. If you look at the Rambam, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Yad, the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Yud Zayin writes, V'zeh Lashono, Hi shetzivanu sheye kol melech me'umasenu yoshev b'kisei hamlucha, Kosev Sefer Torah Lola Atzmo. So it sounds like the Rambam's quoting the Pasuk, but the Rambam is quoting the Pasuk and formulating exactly what the mitzvah is. That any king from our nation, Malchei Yisrael, who are Yoshev Bekise Hamlucha, who are sitting on their throne, have the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah Lola Atzmo. And Rambam writes this also in Hilchos Melachim, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, Be'es sheyeshev ha-melech al kisei malchuso, kosev lo sefer Torah lishmo, yeser al ha-sefer ha-sheinich lo avosav. He should, when the king is sitting on his throne, kisei malchuso, then he has this mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah. So it sounds like from the Rambam that the mitzvah only applies when the melech is befoel sitting on his throne. It obviously doesn't mean he has to be literally sitting on his throne. What it presumably means is when he's noheg as a melech. When he's noheg as a melech, then he has this mitzvah of ksivas mishneh ha-Torah. But lu yitzur, you had a king who was not yoshev ha-malchuso, he was not noheg as a melech, his malchus was not kayam, even if he had the status of a king, maybe this mitzvah, according to the Rambam, maybe this mitzvah would not be noheg. So this is actually the diuk of the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha in the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah is medayik this in the Rambam, that it sounds like from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Ksivas Mishnah Torah only applies when the melech is Yoshe Bekiso, his malchus is kayin. But Lu Yitzur, the king, was not noeg his malchus. This mitzvah would not apply. Where do we? How do we have such a thing? So it actually happened, at least at one point in history, David HaMelech was anointed as king, still when Shaul was still alive. So he had the status of the melech, yet he was not noeg as the melech, bimei Shaul. Maybe in Hebron for a little bit, but not for all of Klal Yisrael. And also, there was a period in time when David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom in Sefer Shmuel, Avshalom was being noeg as the king, but David was still had a shem melech, the chalo shem melech. Yet his malchus was not kayim. So during that tkufa, the Emek Bracha thinks Bedas HaRambam that to a certain extent, some of the mitzvos of the melech were not noeg. So actually, they point out, the Emek Bracha points out a Gemara in Meseches Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Daled quotes a conversation between David HaMelech and Abigail, the wife of Naval. So the Gemara says that Abigail came to ask David HaMelech a shayla and Hilchos Nida at night. And David HaMelech responded, are we supposed to answer these types of shaylas at night? So she responded, are you supposed to be dan dini nefashos at night? David HaMelech was about to give Naval the death penalty. So David responded, what do you mean? He was a morid b'malchus, and we don't have to be dan dini. It's not a din Torah. I could just kill him on the spot. There's no din Torah necessarily for morid b'malchus. He was a morid b'malchusi. So that's why I was able to kill Naval, or try to kill Naval at night. Abigail responded, says the Gemara in Megillah, that Shaul was still alive. That's the Gemara in Megillah on the bottom of Yudal and Alf Yudal and Beis. So the Emek Bracha says, and the Sefer Mitzvah Samelech points out that the Parashas Drachim, I got a chance to look up some of it, the Parashas Drachim of the Mishnah Melech also says the same shot in the Gemara in Meseches Megillah, that Das Gufa, that's what Abigail responded. Shaul was still alive, David. So Hagam, that you had a shame, Melech, but since you were not being noheg as the Melech, your Malchus was not Kayum. Therefore, anyone who's Morid Becha does not have a status of a Morid B'melech. So it's not clear exactly which Halachos are going to be a function of the Chalos Shem Melech. Like, would we say that if a king is not noeg as a melech, he's allowed to marry many wives, and he's allowed to be marbe kesef, and he's allowed to have as many horses as he wants? Do we say that none of the mitzvos of the melech apply when he's not noeg the malchuso? Or, no, probably some of the mitzvos are noeg. They're a function of the shem melech, of him being anointed and him having the shem melech. And some mitzvos, like perhaps Morid B'malchus, the Gemara Meseches Megillah, Lefi L'Pshat of the Emek Bracha and the Parsha Dorachim, and also the mitzvah of Ksivas Mishnah Torah, according to this Diuk of the Rambam, maybe those are a function not only of the Shem Melech, but also of a Melech who's Noheg B'malchuso, his Malchus is Kayam. they also point out the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that even though the halacha is that if a person violates an avera that the mezid he'd be chayiv karis b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban chatas. The Torah says that a melech, if he does that, he brings a seir, meaning a head yoke brings a seira, a kisbor, a seira, a female sheep or a female goat. However, the melech brings a seir. Seir ha-melech, seir ha-nasi. That's the halacha. The Yerushalmi says that melech shabarach, that when when David ran away, when David was running away from Avshalom, if he would have been chote, a chet, that would be mechayev him a korban chatos, says the Yerushalmi, he would taka bring a seira, a kisbor a seira, not a sayer. Even though he was the melech already, he was already nimshach, he was already anointed by Shmuel, nevertheless, since he was borach, he was boreach already from Avshalom, and his malchus was not, he was not being noig as the melech, therefore, he's not shayach to the parsha of seir nasi, and he has to actually bring a kisbor seir like anyone else. So that halacha, according to Yerushalmi, is a function, clearly, of the malchus of the king being noeg, not necessarily a function of the shei melech. So again, we have three possible halachos that are a function of the shei melech and not a function. I'm sorry, three possible halachos that are a function of not only the shei melech but also a function of the malchus being noeg. One is a possible read in the Gemara and Megillah, morid b'malchus. Also, the Yerushalmi and Horius, I think Gimel Dalet, the din of Seir Nasi is a function of the Malchus being Noheg. And also, this diuk in the Rambam, according to Emek Bracha, Be'es Sheyesh of a Melech al Kisei Malchuso, that perhaps the mitzvah of writing the Mishnah Torah is only when the Melech is Yoshev al Kiso, when his Malchus is Kayim. And that would be coming from the Pasuk, right? I'm not sure if there's a Gemara. I don't think there's a Gemara in the second parak of Sanhedrin that says that, but that would be a diuk in the Pshuto Shemikra. V'hayoch yishivto al kisei ma'amlachta. Part one. Okay. So far, so good? Okay, now, what exactly is this Mishnei HaTorah? What exactly is this Mishnei HaTorah? So, if you take a look at Unklus, Unklus in Pasuk Yud Ches writes, "Vihei kimidvei al korsei malchusei, v'yichtov le yas parshagan or pashagan, oraisa hada al sifra, min kadam kanai levai." So what does it mean, pashagan or parshagan? So this is not clear at all. If you take a look at the Sefer Ma'atzri, he quotes a bunch of different interpretations exactly what Unklus meant. We'll focus on two possibilities. So one is, if you'll take a look at Rashi, Rashi, at the end of Rashi on Pasuk Yeches, writes, V'unklas tirgein pas shagan heser mishne lashon shinun v'divor. So it's the interpretation of the word mishne, which is shinun v'divor. It's the Aramaic of mishne, lashon of shinun v'divor. So what does Rashi mean, shinun v'divor? Unclear also. Sounds like Rashi's saying something along the lines of it's the Divrei HaTorah. What does it mean he writes Divrei HaTorah? A full Sefer Torah? He writes some Vartlach to keep next to him, to give him, it's a Mesil Shasharim, which is supposed to inspire him. It's unclear from Rashi exactly what Divrei HaTorah, what Parshagan means. If you look at the Ibn Ezra, and Rav Sa'ad Yigon, which is printed in the Torah Chaim Chumash, they say Nuscha Shenis, or Nuscha Satorah. It sounds like it's just a repetition of you take down the text of the Torah. Also, what's the Chiddush? However, the Rashash in Maseches Sanhedrin says something fascinating. The Rashash is bothered by a question. The Gemara says that the king is supposed to have a Sefer Torah that he hangs on his arm. So he's bothered with a kasha. If it's a real Sefer Torah, how could it be that he's hanging it from his arm? The Gemara says about filling, and who are then a Sefer Torah, he assumes. that you're not supposed to hang it from. So happy to be that the king is going to hang a Sefer Torah, tie it to his arm. He's supposed to carry it properly. And there's a few other kashas. So the Rashash, based on Unklus, he quotes Unklus, and he says Unklus inspired him to think of this pshat. Perhaps the Mishneh HaTorah is a kitzer Sefer HaMitzvos. Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, or Torah Savaya. Some kitzer of all the mitzvos, and the purpose of Sefer HaChinuch, whatever, the purpose of this Mishneh HaTorah, it's a little bichel that he ties on his arm. And he's supposed to chazer it, and supposed to know all the mitzvos of the Torah. He doesn't need the Gantz Chumash. He needs a kitzer of all the... It's a Sefer HaMitzvos, basically. That's the Lashon of Mishneh HaTorah, and that's the Lashon, perhaps, of Unklus, Pashtagan. Maybe that's even what Rashi means. The Rashash doesn't say it. But Lashon Shinun V'dibor, maybe it's a summary of all of the mitzvos of the Torah, and it's something that he can chazer and keep on him to inspire him and to always be aware of the dinim of the mitzvos of the Torah. So that's in terms of Unklus. If you take a look in the Das Sekanim of the Bali Tosos, they write something fascinating. This is on Pasuk Chaf, it's printed, and the Rush writes the same thing. It's in the back of the Mikros Gedolos. He writes, "V'shamati ki oso sefer Torah hatale bizro, lo haya kasubo ki im aseres hadvarim." The Mishneh HaTorah is the aseres, it sounds like aseres hadibros. Why would we call that Mishneh HaTorah? It sounds like it's a sefer Torah, not the aseres hadibros. So it says, the Das Zakenim, can't make this up. "V'lefi sheyesh min anochi ad l'reyacha, Taryag osios, keneged taryag mitzvos, kari sefer Torah." Since I didn't count, but I'm assuming he's right. Anyone know? Since apparently there are 613 osios from Anochi until Lareyacha, those taryag osios are keneged the taryag mitzvos. Therefore, we have the right. The Torah calls this Mishneh HaTorah, which is really just a klaf, presumably, of the Aseres HaDibros. It calls it a Sefer Torah, Mishneh HaTorah. Fascinating. So, I didn't get a chance to look this up, but the Sefer Mitzvos HaMelech quoted Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau in his Sefer Mitzvos and Rav Sadigon, who was very bothered by this shita of the Das Sekein and Balitosis. How could it be because of the Taryag Osios, therefore the Torah's willing to call it a Sefer Torah. So he thinks what the Das Zaken and Bali Tosis probably mean is something along the lines that Rashi quotes from Rav Saadya Gon, in the Aseres HaDibros, there's a remis to all of the Taryag Mitzvos. Somehow. Maybe in categories, maybe you have to know how to read the psukim properly. But either way, there's a remis to all Taryag Mitzvos in the Aseres HaDibros, and that's what the Das Zaken and Bali Tosis mean. But it's hard for me to argue. I didn't look up the Rechem Peshach Parala, but it doesn't say that in the Das Zaken. He says since Lofish Yishmei Anochi Alarecha Taryag Osios Keneged Taryag Mitzvos, it's clear that he's focusing on the fact that there are 613 osios, which are connected to the Taryag Mitzvos. Since Lichten Anochi and Telarecha are Taryag Mitzvos, it sounds like it's the Shtickle Remes. There are 613 osios, and makes one think of the 613 mitzvos of the Torah. That's a fascinating shita. Okay. Two more. One is going to be just another Mar Malkam, and then we'll discuss the Gemara and the Shitas HaRambam in a moment. So the Abarbanel writes, Mishneh HaTorah means Kipshuta. What's Mishneh HaTorah? Mishneh HaTorah is the what we call Sefer Dvarim. From Eila Dvarim until the end of Sefer Dvarim, that's what the Melech keeps on his side. And the Abarbanel's Lashon, I have it here, but I think I wrote it down properly. The Abarbanel's Lashon is, Sherov Gufei Torah Tluyim Bo, Rov Gufei Torah Tulimbo, there are many and maybe most of the halachos and the ideas of the Torah can be found already in Sefer Dvarim, or in Sefer Dvarim alone. And also, it's pretty small, therefore the king can actually, apparently he can have a klaf and keep it on his arm all the time. But that's the lashon of Mishneh HaTorah. Mishneh HaTorah is referring to Mishneh Torah. Not the Rambam, Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvarim. And that's the third or third and a half shita that we quote again. Unklus, whatever the Pshat Unklus is with Rashash and Rashi. The Das Kanem, which is Aseres HaDibros, whatever the Pshat that is. And then the Rabbanah. Okay, the fourth Pshat is the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Rashi references the Gemara in his first Pshat on the Pasuk. We'll take a look at Rashi. As Mishneh HaTorah says, Rashi, Shtei Sifrei Torah. Mishneh, Lashon of double, two. Lecha Mishnah. Mishneh HaTorah, Shtei Sifrei Torah. Achas Shihi Munachas, the Beis Ginozov. One he keeps in his treasure house. V'achas Shenechneses V'yosei Sima. And one he takes with him all the time, no matter where he goes, the Gemara says, except for the bathroom. So if you take a look at the Gemara there on Chaf Aleph and Beis in Sanhedrin, Unzrim Misafta, the Gemara seems to say, without going through the whole Shach V'Tar, the Gemara seems to say that we know there's a mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah on every individual, and that Sefer Torah, a person cannot be Yotzi the mitzvah with a Sefer Torah that they're Yorish from their parents, from their relatives. A person has to write or commission a Sefer Torah to be written to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ksivas V'Kisvul Chametz V'Shira Azotzka, the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. The king has the same mitzvah, but double. The simple read of the Gemara is that the king has to write two Sifrei Torah, and just like the Hedyo, just like the regular person cannot fulfill his mitzvah with a Sefer Torah that is Yorish, so too the Melech, with respect to his two Sifrei Torah, he cannot fulfill either of those, Al Yedei Yerusha, rather he has to write or commission both Sifrei Torah to be written. That's the, you can take my word for it, that's the simple read of the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Aleph and Beis. So the problem starts when we take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam, same halacha, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam writes, again, Be'ez sheyeshev ha-melech al-kisli mal-chuso, kosov lo sefer Torah lishmo, yeser al-sefer she-nicha lo avosov. So it sounds like from the Rambam that he has to write a Sefer Torah on top of the one that his father's, his relatives left him. Already interesting, so we'll come back to that in a second. Magio mi Sefer Hazar al pi based in Shalshim Be'echad. Different discussion, you have to edit it based on the Sefer Torah, the special Sefer Torah that was in the Hazar. Fine. Says the Rambam. Im lo hinichu lo avosav Sefer, o she'avad, if he was not Yorish, a Sefer, or he lost his Sefer that he was Yorish, kosev shnei Sefer Torah. Echad manicho bebez genazav, shehu mitzuvibo kechol echad mizral, v'asheni lo yozuz milfanav, ela be'ez shikanish lebez hakise, ola merchatz, ola makam she'en, Roy Lakriya. Yotze l'machama v'huimo, nechtas v'huimo, yoshe b'din v'huimo, mesev v'hu kinegdo, sh'nemar v'aysem v'karbo kol yimei chayev. So the Rambam says that if the king loses one of his Sifrei Torah, then he has to write two Sifrei Torah. However, it sounds like from the Rambam that if he would have been Yorish one of the Sifrei Torah, a Sefer Torah, he only has a mitzvah to write one Sefer Torah. That was the simple read of the Rambam. So Frecht, the Velt, the Kesef Mishnah, is this Velt. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, it seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah of a Hedyo is that he should commission or write a Sefer Torah. And even if he was already Yoresh, a Sefer Torah, still there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, or to have it be written. If that's the case, when the Rambam writes that if a person is, a Melech is Yoresh, a Sefer Torah, he has a mitzvah to write one Sefer Torah. Isn't that the same exact mitzvah of a hedyo? What's the difference between a melech and a hedyo? Just like by a hedyo, a non-melech, even if he's Yorish a Sefer Torah, he has a mitzvah to write another Sefer Torah. So, I don't understand. How can then the melech also, if he's Yorish one Sefer Torah, only have to write one Sefer Torah? It's the same exact mitzvah, the same exact din, but it's clear in the Chumash, it's clear in the Torah, and it's clear in the Rambam that there is an added mitzvah for the melech. There's an added mitzvah for the melech, that it sounds like he has to do something more than a hedyo, not just write one Sefer Torah. It sounds like he has to write two Sefer Torah, but the Rambam gives you the impression that if he's Yorish one, he only has to write a second one. That's the question of the Kesef Mishnah. So, in the interest of time, we will just say over the Mahalach, Gishmak Mahalach. There's a lot of discussion in this Rambam. We'll just say over the Mahalach of the Emek Bracha. Again, two Emek Brachas in one day. That's time. The Emek Bracha also there in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So the Emek Bracha writes that according to the Rambam, the pshat in the mitzvah of Ksivas Mishneh HaTorah is not that he should write two Sifrei Torah, it's that he should write a second Sefer Torah. So, obviously, writing a second Sefer Torah is not the same thing synonymous with writing two Sifrei Torah. So says the Emek Bracha, no. The mitzvah is that he should write a second Sefer Torah, Dahainu, if he already had a Sefer Torah, then he has a mitzvah to write the second one. If he didn't have any Sifrei Torah, he was never Yorech a Sefer Torah from any of his relatives, then Mimela, he has to write two Sefer Torah, but that's Midin Hedyot and Midin Melech. Midin Hedyot, a Hedyot has to write a Sefer Torah no matter what. That's the mitzvah. Even if he's Yorech a Sefer Torah, there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. The king has to write a second Sefer Torah for himself, meaning there's a T'nai, a condition, that he has to already have a Sefer Torah, and then he's going to write a second Sefer Torah. The mitzvah isn't, we understood originally that the Hedyot has to write one Sefer Torah, and the king has to write two separate Sifrei Torah. Says the Emek Bracha, that's not the pshat in the Rambam, that's not the pshat in the Halacha. The mitzvah isn't that he should write two separate Sifrei Torah, it's that he should see to it that a second Sefer Torah is written for him. That doesn't necessarily mean he has to write the first one. He could be Yorish the first one. But the mitzvah for him is to write a second one. That's the mitzvah that's mutal on the melech. Ksivas Sefer Torah Shnia, writing a second Sefer Torah. And that's why the Rambam holds, unlike a Hedyo, the Hedyo who's Yorish a Sefer Torah still has to write one. That's because the mitzvah is to write one Sefer Torah, and if he's Yorish it, he has never written a Sefer Torah. However, for the melech, for the mitzvah of the melech, even if he's Yorish one, he doesn't have to write two, because the mitzvah isn't to write two Sefer Torah, rather, it's to write a second Sefer Torah. So as long as he was already Yorish one, he already owned one, the one that he commissions to be written, or he writes it himself, is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah Shnia. And says the Emek Bracha, it's very meduyuk, in the Lashon HaRambam, in the Hagdama to Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah, in the Mitzvah Saktzaris, the Rambam writes, again, the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah, the Rambam writes, the mitzvah of the Melech is Lichtov HaMelech Sefer Sheni La'atzmo Kedei Shiyu Lo Shnei Sifrei Torah. It's kemat explicit in the Rambam over here that the mitzvah of the melech is not to write two Sifrei Torah as opposed to a regular person. The mitzvah is to write one Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of the melech is to write Sefer Sheni La'atzmo, to write a second Sefer for himself. Kedei Shiyu Lo Shnei Sifrei Torah, so that he should have two Sifrei Torah. So if he has one already, there's a mitzvah to write a second one. If he doesn't have one already, of course, b'meil there's going to be a mitzvah to write two, but the real mitzvah is that the melech should write a Sefer Torah so that he has two Sefer Torah. So that's why the Rambam writes that a melech, if he's Yorish, one Sefer Torah, he can fulfill his mitzvah of Mishneh HaTorah with writing one more as opposed to two. So just to quickly sum up that which we learned today, the beginning of the pasuk of V'hayoche Shivto al Kisei Mamachto. So we discussed the different pshatim in the Mefarshim, what that means. Why is that relevant to the mitzvah of V'chasev Lo'as Mishnei HaTorah? So Rashi seems to say it's not. It's going on in the previous part of the pasuk. Ibn Ezra says some din that it's a mitzvah betchilas malchuso that he should write the Mishnei HaTorah. And the Rambam seems to say that the mitzvah of Ksivas Mishneh Torah is only when he's Noeg B'Malchuso, and we discuss various dinim, which may be a function of not only having a Shemelch, but also being Noeg B'Malchuso. Then we discuss the pshat in the words Mishneh Torah, what is the Mishneh Torah that the Melech has to write. We discussed Unklus, the different pshatim in Unklus with the Rashash and Masechah Sanhedrin, Das Zekin and Balitosus, Aseres HaDibros, the Abar Benel, Mishneh Torah means Sefer Dvarim. And then we discuss the Gemara, that Rashi references the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph and Beis, that the Melech has to write two Sefer Torah and the difficult sheet of the Rambam with the Yishuv of the Emek Bracha. Shkoyach.